Yo, this is Prodigal Son, and you're in tune to Select a Princess. Don't you dare touch that dial, it's a violation.
Prodigal Son.
Where do I start from? I don't want to even say this is my confession boat. But, Father, I just want to tell you that I'm grateful. Because you have taken me from a lifestyle of gangs and guns and from sleeping on the floor, on the street side, to sleeping in houses and beds. And Father, sometimes I really forget where I come from and forget to say thank you. God, to them my bones ache and even my spirit feels dry. Because as a man of God striving for righteousness, it's hard, even though I know it's not impossible. But I wait in anticipation, because you said my dry bones will live again. Woke up this morning and I was looking over my life with my head slope on my pillow and tears falling from my eyes. I wasn't being too grateful. Instead of saying thank you, Lord, I keep on asking you for more. You make my dry bones live again. You open my eyes and you spoke into my situation.
You make my dry bones
live again.
Hi, my name is Prodigal Son from Kingston, Jamaica. I'm a gospel reggae artist.
Yeah, so we meet again. So what's going on with you tonight? What are you preparing for?
Well, tonight I leave for church, 10 o'clock. The first event starts at 12 midnight, and I'll up down to one, make a stop in Old Harbor. I'll be on stage 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Then I up down to Mandeville. And I'll be in another one for 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And I try and squeeze some rest in because I'm coming back to Kingston to close the other show in Kingston. So it's just hard work.
Wow.
Three shows in one night.
Three shows. What's the purpose of Genesis? What do you do?
It's Genesis, the beginning of the year, and it's a triple fest.
Is Genesis more than a concert?
The shows, the one in the daytime,
yeah,
up until the night, it's like an entire festival. It's, you have the roller skaters, you have the people come down the mountain. But it's more, it geared towards uplifting youths, putting a positive vibe in them, telling them, okay, this is how I want to start the year. For me, this is 08, I mean, it's so great for me.
Well, you have to spread the blessings, of course.
So I am really looking forward to it, and God has really blessed me, and
right, I'm
really putting it up on my shoulder. And if so, too much is given, much is required. So I have to be, you know, ready and focus, and have a word to give to the young people, to encourage the people, not just the young people, but people in general, because a lot of people look to me as a role model or something that I can, something that they can say, okay, I want to be like, I aspire to be like. So it's a great challenge and a humbling experience.
Great experience.
See, I don't come to cause a controversy, but I'm just gonna speak some truth from Imperial Majesty. Haile Selassie, my Christian brother. Over Jaira, hear the man say, the gospel be preached on a Bongo town, 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 town. The gospel be preached on a Congo town. Now watch this, the gospel be preached on a Bongo town, 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 town. The gospel be preached on a Congo town. Watch this. Me love the church, but the Christian safe. So me start preaching gospel on the highways, the byways. Inspired by Haile Selassie, to the rest them we want bring clarity. Boom now. Me love the drumming and the high school and green and. Me love the idol veggie and the beans and. Me love the gesture, say man have to clean. What's me no there? If you know what me mean. I mean, not there, so because confusion. But did you know that Selassie was a Christian? He made the most church give to the African and bring orthodox to Jamaican and say, a man without Christ is like a ship without a rudder. 66 when him land in a Jamaica, people bow down him, say, rise up, me brother. I'm
not God. So you got like 3 CDs out plus the new CD. You working it, you keeping busy, huh?
Yeah, I my first solo album is called Radical Prodigal. Did that in 1999. And then I'm still standing. My third and fourth is called, it's a double disc, Songs from My Midnight. One side it's a reggae, and then the flip side, The Break of Day. However, we have done several other albums. There's a compilation project that I did called Recharge.
Yeah.
That spins off a show that I do in Jamaica, annual festival called Recharge. That sees up to 14,000 people every year.
I understand.
The show is called Recharge. It's a reformation festival. It's something, I'm a ghetto youth. I'm a youth from the inner city. And God has blessed me and bestowed a lot of love. And it's a high responsibility. So what I try to do is to get downtown, uptown, middletown together. So it's upper, lower, middle.
Right.
And just put them in one big melting pot and we just mix and mingle.
All one Jamaica, one world.
So watch this. The truth hurt, but the truth set you free. In a matter 24, just say, listen to me. When me come again, everybody I go see. So I couldn't him land and a man manly. A full time we put down the confusion. A us that divided.
Recharge sounds very interesting and exciting. When is it usually held?
It's every July. It's the summer show. So that's the calendar event for gospel in Jamaica on the summer. So you know that you just recharge. You know, you're looking at 14,000, 15,000 young people and a spread. Last
My
year we had,
month.
This year we had Micah Stampley coming down. And I don't know next year who will be coming, but I know it's going to be a big one next year. We're looking forward. Our projection is about 20,000. So it's a good thing.
Recharge giving a charge. Yeah, you're playing for big things.
We know that things are gonna get
rougher.
We know that things are gonna get
tougher.
We know that things are gonna get
rough.
Gonna get
tough.
Gonna get
rougher.
We know that things are gonna get
rougher.
We know that things are gonna get
tougher.
We know that things are gonna get
rough.
Gonna get
tough.
Gonna get
rougher. Instigators, revelators, regulators, perpetrators, terminators.
What would you like us to know about your new CD, Songs from My Midnight and The Break of Dawn?
The new album, it has blown my mind. I mean, the new album did in 1 week what the first album did in about 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, and it has outdone both of the albums so far. We are selling units 1, 2. The people love it. The response to it is crazy. On that song in gospel in Jamaica today, we have maybe 3 of the biggest songs in gospel today on that song. Number 1, number 2, number 3. The songs on the album now that are really the big songs in Jamaica is one called Blessing Around Me Down. That's a huge song. There's a slow song there called Dry Bones. That's another huge song. And the biggest song is a song called Lava Ground.
Yes. Now Lava Ground takes it. Listeners, you have to see him perform Lava Ground live, or really any performance, just to watch the people in the crowd react. It is mad.
You might not like a lava ground. And I'm me and me God that come from scriptures like semi lava ground. I'm me go fast till me maga down. Battle like a lava ground. And I'm me and me God that come from scriptures like. say me have a gun. And me go fast, tell me. God man, run out with your Bible in your hand. Bust it, pass your tongue. Run out with your Bible in your hand. The blood, don't party, man. Run out with your Bible in your hand.
Now, Lava Ground is a throwback rhythm, and you did an excellent job.
It's impacting, and I must say thanks to a whole lot of people who really helped me put this together, because it never come together overnight. Danny Brown put some hard work in there, my family, my management, the whole works, you know. So the musicians and
Radical Communications,
everybody who support.
Did you start out singing in the church choir, or were you in some talent show? How did you get started?
Actually,
were you a DJ first?
I wasn't a DJ before. My life, briefly, my life in a nutshell is a little YouTube. Mother gave me when I was 3 months old.
Oh.
And father wasn't there, but you know, I lived with my grandmother up until age 13. I was a straight A student. My grandmother died when I was 13. I lived on the street, so that was my own base. I live on the Kingston Street. Garbage was my food, you know. And up until teenager, I met some friends and I ended up in a gang. I actually was a gang leader before a gospel artist. The first song that I've ever done is a Christian song. So I'm not a secular artist becoming a gospel artist. So,
okay.
I mean, a lot of people might think I'm a new artist. New is relative. This year I celebrate my decade. 10 years in the business of gospel, so I mean, I just give thanks.
You come a long way, prodigal.
Omnipotent, omnipresent, and conquering lion too. All praise and worship is due
to you.
To Jandum.
Yo, this is Prodigal Son, and you're in tune to Select a Princess. Don't you dare touch that dial, it's a violation.
That's why me look and tell. North and south and it a come at me. Blessing around me down, and goodness and mercy overtake me. Yeah, blessing around me down. I me look east, west, north and south and it a come at me. Blessing around me down, and goodness and mercy overtake me. Now I had a vision last night. I saw three men in a white. Blessing, grace and mercy start to read me. Me right. Me try fi oppose them, say you don't have a choice. Fear no fear, and with you him reside. You have a right to be blessed, a right to happiness, and anything you touch will be major success. You have a right to wealth, a right to good health, the right to have angels and camp round me tent. Me say blessing around me down. And me look east, west, north, and south, and it a come at me.
Blessings are round him down.